So, you know, usually when you look at a data dashboard, right, like whether it's the literal dashboard on your car or some kind of complex financial report.
Sure, yeah.
You have this this fundamental expectation of consistency. There's a certain logical harmony to the mechanics of it. Like, if you're pressing the accelerator, the speedometer needle climbs.
Right, and if you hit the brakes, the needle drops.
Exactly. It's binary, it's intuitive, and it makes sense because the inputs directly dictate the outputs.
Which creates a real sense of comfort, honestly. I mean, mm-hmm. we like our economic systems to behave predictably. We want to be able to map the friction and mathematically categorize the momentum without having to constantly second guess the raw data.
Yeah, but then you step into the world of residential real estate. Mm-hmm. And specifically, you pull up this localized county-level market data, and suddenly it feels like that dashboard is suffering a complete catastrophic software failure.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah.
You're driving down the highway and the speedometer clearly says you are accelerating, but the GPS is screaming that you're actually losing ground. The landscape we are looking at right now is entirely built on glaring contradictions. I mean, we have surface level indicators flashing red and green simultaneously.
Which, by the way, is the clearest possible signal that we're dealing with really diagnostic muddy waters.
Right.
When you see those dual signals, it's never a malfunction of the data itself.
Okay.
It means the overarching macro trends, the stuff we all read about in the national headlines, are being violently disrupted by incredibly specific micro-level undercurrents.
And there is no better laboratory for those micro-level undercurrents right now than Wise County, Texas.
Oh, absolutely.
Because look, it's late June 2026. Father's Day is in the rearview mirror. We are staring down the 4th of July next week, and we are right in the teeth of the absolute peak real estate season.
The craziest time of the year.
It is. It's that frantic high-stakes window where families are scrambling to close, pack the U-Hauls, and secure a new zip code before the August school bells ring.
Yeah, the clock is ticking for everyone.
Right. But if you're trying to make a move in Wise County, which is this beautiful, rolling geographical transition zone just northwest of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, you are essentially walking a tightrope. You're balancing between the relentless suburban expansion of DFW and the legacy rural landscape of North Texas.
And that geographical tension, I mean, that is exactly what makes the area so compelling right now.
Mm.
It's not fully subsumed by the Metroplex yet, but it's no longer immune to its economic gravity either. It's very much a borderland in transition.
So to figure out exactly what's happening on that borderland, we've brought a massive stack of localized intelligence to the desk for this deep dive today.
A very heavy stack.
Seriously. We're pulling directly from the NTRS May 2026 data. That's the North Texas Real Estate Information Systems. And we're cross-referencing that with the comprehensive Q1 MarketWatch report.
Right.
Plus, we're folding in the latest Texas A&M MLS summary and layering on the DFW Mortgage Rate Intelligence Report, which is literally hot off the presses for today, June 20th.
And bringing all those sources together is critical because it allows us to bypass the generic regional summaries. We can actually isolate the variables. We're tracking monthly snapshots against quarterly momentum and then overlaying the immediate cost of capital. That's how you spot the real behavioral shifts driving the statistics.
And those behavioral shifts are producing headline numbers for Wise County that look, frankly, borderline schizophrenic. I mean, we have home prices dropping significantly, yet average prices are simultaneously rising.
Yeah, it sounds impossible.
It does. We have shrinking inventory, so fewer homes hitting the market, but buyers are somehow the ones dictating the terms. So our mission today is to decode this chaos.
Because if you are holding property in Wise County, or if you're trying to buy your way in, relying on conventional real estate wisdom right now is going to cost you.
Big time. We're going to break down the mechanics behind the paradox so you, the listener, can navigate this specific market with absolute precision.
And the thing to keep in mind is that all these contradictions dissolve once you stop looking at the county as a single homogeneous entity. It's not one market. It's a mosaic of distinctly different buyer profiles operating under entirely different economic pressures.
Okay, let's unpack this. Let's start with the most glaring contradiction first, the pricing paradox. Because if I'm a seller looking at this interest report, I'm reaching for the panic button.
Oh, for sure. The top line numbers are scary.
The overall median sales price for all property types in Wise County year to date through May 2026 is sitting at roughly $355,000. And that is down 7.8% compared to the exact same period last year.
And if you isolate just the single family homes for the month of May, The drop is even steeper. The median there sits at $372,500, which represents a 9% contraction year over year.
9%.
Yeah, 9%. And the first quarter MarketWatch report verified this trajectory early on. You know, the Q1 median was $352,698, which was down 6.4%. So across multiple time frames, isolating different property types, the signal is undeniable. The middle of the market is sinking.
But then you slide your finger over one column on the spreadsheet to the May average sales price, and it came in at $458,276.
Right.
That is up 5.2% over last May. And the year-to-date average is basically perfectly flat at roughly $421,000. So I need you to explain this to me, because how can the middle of the market be taking a 9% haircut while the overall average is floating higher?
It's a great question.
It's like looking at a high school's test scores, right? Where all the solid B students suddenly started bombing their exams, dragging the median down, but a handful of A students are suddenly getting perfect A pluses, which mathematically pulls the average up and masks the overall academic decline.
That analogy actually gets us halfway there, but it's really more severe than that. It's not just one classroom, it's two completely different schools operating in the exact same building.
Okay.
Yeah. We are looking at a deeply bifurcated market. To understand the mathematical paradox here, you have to look at the severe divergence in purchasing power. The lower end of the market in Wise County, so the entry-level and mid-range single-family homes priced under $350,000, that sector is taking the absolute brunt of the macroeconomic headwinds.
Because that specific demographic is just the most exposed, right? The buyer looking at a $320,000 house is battling a completely different set of daily realities than the buyer looking at a $600,000 house.
Exactly the point. The $350,000 and under demographic is heavily populated by first-time buyers, younger families, or folks who are operating on the razor's edge of their debt-to-income ratios.
Right, the DTI.
Yeah, the DTI. They just don't have the luxury of absorbing financial shocks. I mean, they've spent the last 3 years watching their car insurance premiums spike, their grocery bills inflate, and their property tax assessments climb.
It's death by a thousand cuts.
It really is. Their DTI capacity is maxed out. So when you combine that cumulative inflationary pressure with the current mortgage rates, their sheer borrowing power is decimated.
So what does that mean for the sellers in that bracket?
Well, sellers in that entry-level tier are stubbornly clinging to 2024 comps, right? But the buyers physically cannot secure the financing at those prices. The math doesn't work. So the prices literally have to compress downward to meet the reality of the buyer's wallet. That's what's dragging that median down by 6-9%.
But the upper tier, the homes above $450,000, is completely shrugging off those pressures like they don't even exist.
Because they operate under entirely different financial physics. The upper tier market in Wise County is heavily fueled by equity migration.
Equity migration, meaning people moving money from somewhere else.
Exactly. You have established homeowners selling highly appreciated assets in densely packed areas like Collin, Denton, or Tarrant counties. They are cashing out massive equity positions and moving west into Wise County for acreage, custom builds, and a lifestyle shift.
Oh, wow. So they're bringing cash.
Exactly. If you are rolling $300,000 of cash equity into a purchase, you are significantly insulated from a 6.5% mortgage rate. You aren't squeezing into a strict DTI box. Consequently, the demand for premium properties remains remarkably resilient.
So they can afford to pay top dollar.
Right. Those high-end homes are holding value and actively appreciating. That artificially inflates the mathematical average, completely obscuring the very real struggles happening below $350,000.
This just highlights the extreme danger of reading a superficial headline. If you're selling a 1,500 square foot starter home in Decatur and you see a headline shouting, Wise County home prices up 5%, you are going to aggressively overprice your listing based on that average.
Which is a huge mistake.
You're entirely missing the fact that your specific buyer pool is demanding a 9% discount at the median.
And we also need to frame this contraction properly, because a 7-9% drop in the median price is a serious adjustment. But we have to decouple that from the panic narratives. What the May and Q1 data are mapping is really a tactical retreat from the hyperinflated anomalous pricing peaks of late 2023 and 2024. This isn't a market crash.
Right. A crash necessitates widespread distress. It requires forced liquidations, a spike in short sales, foreclosures, and massive equity destruction. And none of those variables are present in the NTRIZ data.
Not at all. What we are witnessing is the market exhaling. It's returning to a sustainable, historically tethered trend line. The frantic, speculative froth driven by historic low rates and pandemic-era psychology has burned off.
Right.
But the underlying fundamental value, the desire to live in Wise County, remains completely solid.
So the mandate for you, if you're navigating this specific micro market, is brutal honesty about your asset.
Brutal honesty.
If you are selling premium property above that $450,000 threshold, the numbers grant you permission to hold your ground, assuming your condition warrants it. The equity-rich buyers are there. But if your home falls into that entry-level or mid-range tier, you have to price defensively. You must price ahead of the downward trend, not behind it. And you should fully anticipate buyers demanding heavy concessions.
Though they absolutely will.
Whether that's asking you to buy down their mortgage rate to make the monthly math work, covering their closing costs, or taking a hard line on inspection repairs. In the lower half of the market, the buyer has seized the leverage.
Which introduces a fascinating behavioral anomaly. Because when buyers seize leverage and prices drop 9%, basic economic theory dictates that there must be a massive surplus of inventory.
Wait, hold on. I'm glad you brought this up because this is where the data really starts messing with the dashboard. If prices on the lower end are contracting, my immediate assumption is that supply is vastly outstripping demand.
Naturally, yeah.
There must be a flood of desperate sellers dumping their houses on the market, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm staring at the active inventory numbers for May 2026, and the supply is actually shrinking.
It is. And this is the specific metric that separates Wise County from a lot of the surrounding regional noise. In May, there were exactly 677 active listings in Wise County.
Oh, boy.
That represents an 8.8% decrease from the 672 listings sitting on the market exactly 1 year ago.
Wait, I want to underline that. We have fewer homes actively for sale today than we did a year ago, yet the median price is still falling. That defies basic scarcity mechanics.
It does, until you look at the velocity of the market through the month's supply of inventory metric.
Walk me through that.
Sure. So in May, Wise County registered 6.3 months of supply. That's actually down 11.3% from the 7.1 months recorded in May of 2025. Now, we did see a brief seasonal bump in the first quarter. Q1 inventory actually grew by 7.9% to 682 listings as people geared up for the spring market, but it immediately tightened back up as we entered the summer.
So 6.3 months of supply. If we look at the historical real estate benchmarks, 6 months is the exact fulcrum point, right? It's the Goldilocks zone.
It's the textbook definition of balance.
Because if you're under 4 months, you're in a bloodbath seller's market where buyers are waiving appraisals and fighting in the driveway. And if you're over 8 months, the market is stagnant, sellers are bleeding out on holding costs, and prices crater. But at 6.3, we are sitting perfectly on the knife's edge of a balanced market.
It's true equilibrium. Neither side holds a systemic macro level advantage. But what makes that 6.3 figure so crucial is how it contrasts with the broader macro environment.
What do you mean?
Well, if you pull back and look at the national data from the National Association of Realtors leading into this summer, national inventory was noticeably swelling up nearly 5% year over year.
Yeah.
Even looking at the broader North Texas regional composite, we saw a much tighter 4.5 months of supply.
Yeah.
So Wise County is really operating on its own unique frequency.
To really drive that home, look at the Q1 data for the neighboring counties. It's a patchwork of completely isolated microeconomies. Like Cook County to the north was suffocatingly tight with only 236 listings. Montague County had a mere 201. But then you pan over to Grayson County, and they are drowning in a massive bloated inventory of 1,422 listings, and that number was actively climbing.
That Grayson comparison is the perfect cautionary tale.
Why is that?
When you see inventory explode like that locally, it almost always points to a heavy concentration of speculative new construction.
Ah, builders.
Yeah. Builders flood a specific corridor with spec homes all at once, demand softens slightly, and suddenly you have a massive surplus of identical inventory. The builders start offering $50,000 incentives just to move units off their balance sheets, which completely destroys the pricing power of every organic resale home in the vicinity.
Wow. Yeah, you can't compete with a builder offering 50 grand in upgrades.
Exactly. But Wise County has entirely unheeded that trap. The 6.3 months of supply proves that the development here is measured.
So the landscape is balanced. If you're a buyer, you aren't forced into an adrenaline-fueled panic. You have choices.
Yep.
If you're a seller, you aren't drowning in a sea of identical for sale signs. But this circles us right back to the contradiction. If supply is perfectly balanced at 6.3 months and active listings are actually down nearly 9%, why aren't prices stabilizing or climbing? Basic scarcity says if you shrink the pool of available homes, buyers should compete harder for the ones left.
They absolutely should, assuming demand remains a constant. But demand is not a constant. What the data is illustrating is a profound psychological shift in the buyer pool.
Right. It's like a game of musical chairs, but the rules have changed.
How so?
Normally, you have 10 players and 10 chairs, you take away 5 chairs, and chaos ensues. People fight tooth and nail, bidding up the price of the remaining seats.
Sure.
But in Wise County right now, we took away the chairs, and instead of fighting over them, half the players just shrugged, turned around, and walked out of the room. They are refusing to play.
That is a brilliant way to put it. And that behavioral shift is heavily documented in the new listings data.
Yeah.
Because new listings are the lifeblood of real estate, right? They're the fresh inventory hitting the market today.
Right.
In Wise County, new listings absolutely cratered in May. They plummeted 28.7%. We only saw 194 new properties listed, down from 272 the year prior. Year to date, the pipeline is off by 6%.
So sellers are voluntarily sidelining themselves. They're looking at the current rates, looking at their current 3% mortgage, and deciding the pain of moving just isn't worth the squeeze. The pipeline is drying up.
And yet, despite this massive constriction of fresh inventory, the median price continues its 9% slide. That tells us unequivocally that this is a pure demand-side phenomenon.
The urgency is gone.
Completely. The FOMO, the sheer panic that defined the market for years, it is completely gone. The buyers who are still actively touring homes are hyper-disciplined. They are utterly unwilling to overpay to secure a property, regardless of how few alternatives exist.
They're essentially staging a strike against peak pricing. And you can see the exact toll that strike is taking on sellers by looking at the days on market metric.
Oh, yeah. The days on market, or DOM, in Wise County, is holding stubbornly steady right around 84 to 85 days.
I really want the listener to sit with that number for a second. 85 days.
It's a long time.
We are so conditioned by the pandemic anomaly where a house hit the MLS on a Thursday morning and had 15 offers by Sunday night that 85 days sounds like an eternity. If you list your house today, the data dictates you will not be sitting at a close the table until the end of September.
Yeah, you're packing your boxes in the fall.
The sheer psychological endurance required to keep your house in show-ready condition, to keep the dog hair off the couch, to vacate the premises for showings for 3 consecutive months, that is grueling.
It's an absolute war of attrition. And that 85-day timeline radically shifts the power dynamics at the negotiation table. Put yourself in the buyer's shoes for a minute. You're touring a home that has been sitting on the MLS for 68 days. You know the seller is exhausted. You know they are likely stressing about their next housing move or maybe sweating the possibility of carrying 2 mortgages. That accrued fatigue is the exact mechanism that gives the buyer the leverage to grind the median price down.
But, and this is why you have to look past the surface level pain points, there is a massive silver lining in the May data for sellers who actually understand strategy.
Absolutely.
Despite the 9% drop in the median price and despite the grueling 85 days on market, the percentage of the original list price received actually ticked up.
It's the most crucial caveat in the entire report. Look at the progression. In Q1 of 2026, sellers walked away of 93.9% of their asking price. Last May, it was 94.3%. But this May, despite all the downward pressure we just discussed, that metric climbed to 95.1%.
Okay, stop right there. I'm playing devil's advocate. How can houses sit for nearly 3 months, the median price is dropping, but the sellers are suddenly getting a higher percentage of their asking price? That sounds mathematically impossible.
It does, but it's actually a measure of extreme seller accuracy forced by the market conditions. What this tells us is that the delta between the initial asking price and the final closing price has tightened, but only for the sellers who accurately read the room on day one.
Oh, I see.
The sellers who are securing 95.1% aren't the ones shooting for the moon. They're the ones who recognize the median is down, acknowledge the buyer's leverage, and price their property defensively and accurately from the very first hour it hits the MLS.
So it's the death of the, let's just test the market strategy. You know the one, the seller who tells their agent, I know the comps say $400K, but let's list it at $440K and just see if we get a bite.
That strategy is completely lethal in a 6.3-month balanced market. If you overprice a listing in Wise County right now, the market will just...
It'll punish you.
Exactly. We'll punish you with total silence.
Yeah.
It will sit for 35 days with 0 showings. You'll be forced to execute a price reduction, which instantly signals distress to the buyer pool.
Blood in the water.
Yep. Then it sits for another 30 days. By the time you finally drop the price down to the $400K mark where it should have been on day one, the listing is completely stale. The buyers assume there is something fundamentally wrong with the property and they submit lowball offers.
Right.
Overpricing today guarantees you will lose immense amounts of time and, ironically, it ensures you will ultimately walk away with less money than if you had priced it conservatively from the start.
So synthesizing this for you, the listener, if you are looking to buy in Wise County this summer, that 85-day market time is your greatest asset. It grants you the ultimate luxury in real estate, the luxury of time.
Which is rare.
Very rare. You don't have to make a $500,000 decision on 20 minutes of touring. You can view a property, go to a 4th of July barbecue, run the DTI math with a clear head, and submit a calculated offer without the terrifying anxiety that the house will vanish overnight.
And if you're selling, your entire strategy hinges on precision. You have to partner with a professional who understands the hyper-local microdata of your specific subdivision. Price it impeccably. Mentally prepare for the 85-day cycle. And the data proves you can cross the finish line with your equity intact.
Now, we cannot do a comprehensive deep dive on Wise County without talking about the literal dirt it's built on. Because while we spent a lot of time analyzing the suburban subdivisions pushing in from the east, Wise County's true legacy is rural acreage.
Oh, without a doubt.
And the data surrounding land sales right now is absolutely wild. It paints a picture of a completely different economy operating in the background.
The land segment is fascinating because it strips away all the variables of architecture, condition, and square footage. It leaves you with raw, unfiltered demand for space. But interpreting the May 2026 land data requires an incredibly sophisticated read because the raw numbers look almost absurd at first glance.
Let's look at the sheer volume first. The MLS summary shows 20 land closings in Wise County for the month of May. That represents a 25% increase year over year. So transaction volume is definitively up. People are buying dirt.
Yes, they are.
But the pricing metrics, I literally had to verify the printout wasn't a glitch.
I know what you're going to say.
The average land price for those May transactions was $612,015. That is an explosive, staggering 290% increase year over year. I have to ask, are we experiencing a speculative land bubble? Did someone accidentally add a zero to the spreadsheet? You don't just see a 290% spike in average price without some sort of chaotic market distortion.
There's no glitch.
Yeah.
But it's a textbook example of how relying purely on averages in low volume categories can completely warp your understanding of reality.
Okay, explain that.
Well, when you only have 20 total transactions in a month, the sample size is incredibly brittle. Wise County's land topography is highly diverse. You have buyers picking up 1-acre parcels and developing rural subdivisions. And you have legacy ranches spanning hundreds of acres. All it takes is one or two massive multi-million dollar estate or commercial ranch acquisitions to completely skew the entire data set.
Right. So if 19 families buy a modest 2-acre lot for $50,000, but one major developer buys a massive 500-acre parcel for $10 million to subdivide later, the mathematical average shoots into the stratosphere.
Exactly.
But that $612,000 average tells the average buyer absolutely nothing about what it actually costs to buy a normal piece of land.
Precisely. It's statistical noise caused by an outlier. To find the actual heartbeat of the land market, we have to throw the average out entirely and look at the median. The median filters out those extreme multi-million dollar outliers and shows us the exact middle of the pack.
And what was that median?
In May, the median land price in Wise County came in at $182,010.
Okay, $182,000 feels significantly more grounded in reality than $612,000. But what is the year-over-year trajectory for that median number?
That's where the real story is. The median land price is up 58% year-over-year.
Wait, really? 58%? That is incredible. Even when we strip away the extreme luxury ranch sales, the baseline middle-of-the-road price for a piece of dirt in Wise County still surged by nearly 60% in 12 months. That's not statistical noise. That is a massive structural shift in valuation.
It is a blindingly bright signal of sustained aggressive demand. Despite the macroeconomic pressures, despite inflation, the appetite to own physical acreage is voracious right now.
That's wild.
But we have to balance that demand signal with the supply side of the equation. The month supply for land in Wise County is currently sitting at 18.7 months.
Wait, 18.7 months. We just established that 6.3 months is a balanced market for single family homes. If a residential market had almost 19 months of supply, it would be a catastrophic glut. Prices would be in free fall. How can land values surge 58% when there is a year and a half of inventory sitting on the market?
Because land transactions operate on a completely different temporal scale. Selling acreage isn't like selling a 3-bedroom suburban house. The marketing cycle is much longer. Securing financing for raw land is significantly more complex, usually requiring larger down payments. Most importantly, the buyer's due diligence period is extensive.
Right, the inspections are completely different.
Exactly. They are conducting soil perk tests for septics, reviewing deep survey work, verifying utility access, and securing water rights. It's a slow, methodical process. So carrying a higher month's supply is structurally normal for this segment.
Okay.
What the 18.7 months figure actually tells us is that buyers have an abundance of inventory to choose from. They can afford to be incredibly selective. And yet, despite having total optionality, they are willingly paying a 58% premium over last year's median to secure the right parcel.
That begs the underlying question. Why? What is the fundamental driver of this boom? If we connect this hyper-local data to the broader macro trends, what is pushing people so aggressively toward raw land in mid-2026?
We're witnessing the collision of demographic push and pull factors. The push factor is the compounding density of the DFW metroplex. The core counties, Dallas, Tarrant, Denton, Collin, are becoming increasingly congested, the traffic is worsening, and the cost of living continues to escalate. People are feeling physically and economically squeezed.
I feel that every time I get on I-35.
Don't we all? The pull factor is what we might call the Yellowstone effect, heavily amplified by the permanent normalization of remote work. Buyers are deeply craving space. They want a physical buffer zone between themselves and the encroaching density.
They want to build their own little kingdom.
Exactly. They want the freedom to build a custom shop or a barn dominium without navigating the draconian restrictions of a suburban homeowners association. Wise County is the natural geographical recipient of this exodus. The rural boundary is being relentlessly pushed further west.
It's incredible to watch the literal map of North Texas change in real time. And there was one tiny detail buried in the entries land data that really caught my eye. Under the property categorizations, there were absolutely zero transactions in the resi sale farm category for the month of May. None. Does that mean there are literally no agricultural farms left being sold in Wise County?
It speaks more to a radical shift in valuation and marketing than the physical disappearance of agriculture.
What do you mean?
Many properties that have historically operated as working farms are no longer marketed under that designation. The highest and best use of that acreage, meaning the way the seller can extract maximum profit, is no longer agricultural output. It's residential development.
Wow.
A broker isn't going to market a 50-acre parcel based on its crop yield. They are marketing it as a prime development opportunity or luxury estate land. The premium valuation is strictly tied to the lifestyle potential and the acreage itself, not the farming revenue. It's a clear indicator that the identity of the land is transitioning from utility to luxury.
And when you have prime parcels with road frontage, verified water access, and good topography, the buyers are clearly willing to pay the premium. Which brings us to the ultimate elephant in the room.
The big one.
Yeah. We've dissected the pricing paradox, we've analyzed the extreme patience of the buyer pool, and we've looked at this explosive surge in land valuations. But every single piece of data we've discussed is entirely subordinate to the single biggest economic lever in existence: interest rates.
You simply cannot conduct a serious analysis of localized real estate without deeply parsing the cost of capital. The interest rate environment dictates a monthly payment, which dictates the buyer's purchasing power, which dictates the macro demand, which ultimately drives the local price point. Everything flows downstream from the bond market.
So let's crack open the DFW Mortgage Rate Intelligence Report as of today, June 20, 2026. Right now, the benchmark 30-year conventional fixed rate is sitting at 6.52%. If you factor in the typical fees and points to get the APR, you're looking at 6.68%.
And context is critical here, because while 6.52% sounds high compared to the anomaly of 2021, in the context of the summer of 2026, it actually represents a measure of relief. We saw rates pushing significantly higher during the multi-month peaks in late April and May.
We also need to look at the other loan products. The 15-year conventional has finally broken back below that massive psychological barrier of 6%, sitting today at 5.89%.
That's a huge psychological win.
It really is. And for our first-time buyers relying on government-backed loans, the 30-year FHA rate is quoting at 6.25%, though the report makes sure to note that once you bake in the mandatory mortgage insurance premiums, the true APR pushes closer to 6.95%.
Let's connect the timeline of those rates directly to the physical reality of the Wise County data.
Okay, how so?
When rates peaked in May, hitting those multi-month highs, the local market had an immediate violent reaction. If you look at the pending sales in Wise County for May, we saw exactly 118 contracts written.
Let me check, yeah. 118.
That is a stark 15% drop from the 139 pending contracts we saw in the same month a year prior.
And pending sales are the purest leading indicator we have, right? It's a house that went under contract but hasn't closed, so it shows us exactly what buyers were feeling in that specific 30-day window. When the rates spiked, 15% of the buyer pool just threw their hands up, stepped back from the table, and said, "We're out."
They either failed to qualify mathematically or they were psychologically spooked by the escalating payment shock.
But the bond market isn't static. Throughout June, we've seen those rates steadily moderate back down to the 6.5% range.
Let's explore that mechanism, because I think there was a massive misconception out there. Most people assume the Federal Reserve meets in a room, pushes a button, and directly sets the 30-year mortgage rate. If the Fed cuts, mortgages drop. But that's not actually how it works, is it?
It's one of the most persistent myths in economics.
Right.
The Federal Reserve directly controls the federal funds rate, which is a super short-term rate that dictates things like credit card interest and auto loans. But your 30-year fixed mortgage is not tied to the Fed's overnight rate. It is inextricably tethered to the open bond market, specifically the yield on the 10-year U.S. Treasury bond.
A 10-year Treasury.
Yes. Mortgage lenders use that 10-year Treasury yield as their foundational benchmark, and then they add a risk premium, usually a couple of percentage points on top of it, to calculate your specific mortgage rate.
So the 10-year Treasury is essentially the floor.
Exactly. And right now, the 10-year Treasury yield is remaining stubbornly entrenched above 4%. As long as global investors are demanding a 4% yield to hold a safe U.S. government bond, it is mathematically impossible for mortgage rates to plummet back down to 3 or 4%. The spread won't allow it.
Which means we shouldn't be holding our breath for a sudden, miraculous collapse in rates. We are in a higher-for-longer regime. But even the slight moderation we're seeing in June, sliding down to 6.52%, has to be injecting some life back into the market, right?
Oh, it has a massive psychological impact. Think about the buyers who abandoned their search in May when rates peaked. They've been sitting on the sidelines watching the bond market. Now they see rates ticking down slightly in June.
They see a window.
Exactly. They look at Wise County, see 6.3 months of balanced inventory, realize they have negotiating leverage and won't be forced into a bidding war, and they decide to re-enter the arena. I fully expect the pending sales data for late June and July to show a noticeable rebound as a direct response to this incremental rate relief.
And the Texas A&M Real Estate Research Center is forecasting a much broader sustained trend line for the back half of the year. Their modeling projects a gradual easing of rates, targeting a range of 5.0% to 5.6% by late 2026, assuming the longer inflation metrics continue to cool toward the Fed's target.
Which would be a phenomenal sweet spot for the market. A 5.5% rate environment prevents the toxic hyperinflationary bidding wars of the 3% era, but it unlocks massive purchasing power compared to the 7.5% rates that choked the market recently. It's a highly sustainable equilibrium.
So, synthesizing all of this macroeconomic data for you, the listener, if you are actively participating in the market right now, how do you play this? We touched on the 15-year conventional dropping below 6%.
Yeah, that 5.89% rate.
Right. If you are a buyer with substantial income, perhaps you're one of those equity-rich migrants moving from Collin County, and your cash flow can handle the higher monthly payment of a shorter amortization schedule, that 15-year rate at 5.89% is an absolute golden ticket.
It really is.
It allows you to sidestep the volatility of the 30-year market, drastically reduce your risk premium, and build equity in your new Wise County property exponentially faster. You're talking about saving hundreds of thousands of dollars in interest over the life of the loan.
It is the ultimate strategic maneuver in this specific interest rate microenvironment. If your DTI can absorb the payment, the 15-year is the smartest money on the table.
We have covered an immense amount of ground today. We started by looking at a dashboard full of wildly contradictory warning lights, and hopefully, by digging into the micro-level behaviors, we've decoded exactly what the system is telling us.
I think we have.
Let's pull it all together and summarize the reality of the Wise County real estate landscape for the summer of 2026.
The overarching narrative is that Wise County is experiencing a profound, measured, and highly healthy transition.
Not a crash.
Not a crash. Despite the drop in median prices, there is zero systemic distress. We are simply witnessing a return to historical equilibrium. Inventory sits perfectly balanced at 6.3 months. The frenzied, panic-driven urgency has completely evaporated from the buyer pool, meaning the burden of flawless execution now rests entirely on the shoulders of the seller.
Right. If you are selling, particularly in that vulnerable rate-sensitive tier under $350,000, the era of throwing a sign in the yard and fielding multiple offers by dusk is dead. You have to operate with extreme precision.
Precision is everything.
You must price accurately from day one, and you must possess the psychological fortitude to endure an 85-day market cycle. But if you execute that strategy perfectly, the data guarantees you will walk away with roughly 95 cents on every dollar you asked for.
And for buyers, the leverage has swung back in your favor, particularly in the median and entry-level tiers. You have the time to conduct thorough due diligence, the power to demand reasonable repairs, and the ability to shop the moderating bond market for the best possible financing.
But as we close out this deep dive, we always want to look beyond the immediate 30-day snapshot and ask the larger structural questions.
Always.
We've unpacked the staggering 58% surge in median land values. We've seen how the premium upper-tier homes above $450,000 are dominating the averages and holding their value against macroeconomic headwinds.
Right.
As the massive economic engine of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex continues its relentless, unstoppable expansion westward, continuously driving up the demand for legacy acreage and luxury builds, we have to ask a fundamental question. Is the core identity of Wise County being permanently rewritten?
That is the most profound long-term implication hidden inside the stack of reports.
Yeah.
If land medians continue to surge and upper-tier equity migration continues to mask the struggles of the entry-level market, does the rural premium, the sheer cost of buying into the Wise County lifestyle, eventually become insurmountable for the average family?
It's a real concern.
Will the entry-level market under $350,000 simply evaporate, transforming this balanced, diverse frontier county into an exclusive, highly gated enclave strictly reserved for luxury buyers and large acreage estate owners?
It's a sobering thought, and it entirely shifts how you view every new subdivision breaking ground and every 50-acre parcel that changes hands this summer. That dashboard we discussed at the very beginning, the speedometer telling you we're accelerating and the GPS telling you we're slowing down,
yeah,
they weren't malfunctioning at all. They were just flawlessly measuring two completely different vehicles traveling on the exact same stretch of highway.
And your ultimate success in this market entirely depends on knowing exactly which vehicle you were driving.
Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the underlying mechanics of Wise County. Keep questioning the superficial headlines, keep demanding the granular data, and we will see you next time as we continue to decode the world around us.